feast of the Most Blessed Trinity is taken from the 11th chapter of the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, the 33rd through the 36th verses. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments! How unsearchable his ways! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, that recompense shall be made to him? For of him, and by him, and in him are all things, and to him be glory forever. Amen. And the Holy Gospel for today's Mass is taken from the 28th chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th through the 20th verses. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Dixit incipiens in corditu suo, non est Deus. The fool said in his heart, "There is no God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Those words are, of course, from the 52nd Psalm, and obviously true. Only a fool would say, "There is no God." Centuries before the birth of Christ, hundreds of years before his incarnation, the great Greek philosopher Aristotle, who had no access to revelation, was not of the chosen race of old, but nonetheless, Aristotle, by the assiduous and diligent use of natural reason, put in writing five distinct proofs for the existence of God. And certainly Aristotle was one of the greatest philosophers, if not the greatest philosopher of the ancient Greeks. So much so that St. Thomas Aquinas himself, a very, very famous and great theologian and philosopher, refers to Aristotle as the philosopher. St. Thomas not only esteems Aristotle, but takes those five proofs and, giving full credit to Aristotle, incorporates those five proofs into the very first pages of the Summa Theologica, his masterpiece of theology. It is then evident that anyone who uses the gift of natural reason can and must come to the certitude not only that God exists, but there is but one God and he is perfect in every way. Why then are there atheists or agnostics? Atheists, of course, profess to believe that they believe there is no God. Agnostics, on the other hand, simply say they don't know. But they can know. They must know. They should know. And there's only one reason why anyone would continue to profess to believe, or rather to deny belief in God, and that is pride. They simply don't want to humble themselves before a being who is superior to them in every way. So they deny the existence of God. What is important to understand is that while it's true we or anyone can come to the certitude by natural reason that God exists. One cannot, however, come to the knowledge of the intimate being of God by natural reason alone, precisely because it exceeds and transcends the capabilities of our finite human intellects. Therefore, the only way in which we know of the mystery of the Most Blessed Trinity is by divine revelation. It is by faith that we believe in the one true God, one God in three divine persons. And no matter how intelligent, no matter how capable one may be, there is no human intellect that can ever comprehend fully the infinite being of the infinite God. And therefore, it takes humility to kneel, to adore, and to believe. But modern man doesn't want that. Modern man is epitomized by the irrationalist school of philosophy, which simply put states, if you can't take it apart and put it back together and comprehend every aspect, it doesn't exist. So they refuse to believe in God and therefore in the Blessed Trinity. Make no mistake about it, it is a matter of faith. Our faith is centered upon this mystery. For Christ, the Redeemer, is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and his divinity is that upon which all Christianity is based. We then must always reaffirm our belief in the Most Blessed Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. One God, three divine persons. And you must always remember, too, that the sign of the cross is not only the symbol of our faith and a powerful weapon against the devil, but you must pronounce the words carefully as you make the sign of the cross, and thus it is a profession of faith, a very simple but profound profession of faith. We say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Note, we don't say, in the names of, no, singular, in the name of, indicating one God, but three divine persons. It is always sad to see a Catholic who haphazardly signs him or herself with the cross. No, do so reverently, carefully, and pronounce the words clearly. And teach your children well, for they will imitate you. Teach them how to make the sign of the cross and to say those words carefully, so they too will learn from the earliest days to profess their belief in the Most Blessed Trinity. The devil flees at the sign of the cross. The devil knows that the Blessed Trinity is more powerful than he. Therefore, in times of difficulty, in times of temptation, you must always have recourse to the power of the Most Blessed Trinity over all the forces of hell. One of the very first to shed his blood in testimony of our faith on this continent was one of the North American martyrs named René Goupil, one of the French Jesuits. And Father René Goupil was put to death by the blow of a tomahawk by the savage Iroquois Indian. His crime, his offense, was simply he had taught a child to make the sign of the cross. That's the hatred of the devil for the cross and for the Blessed Trinity. And even now, even in this, the 21st century, there are many Christians suffering and dying, some even being crucified and decapitated by the barbaric Muslims. They persecute them and try to force them to renounce Christianity, otherwise put them to death. This is happening even now as I speak. This is happening in the Middle East. Do not be deceived. They seek to eradicate Christianity. Pray for those valiant Christians. Pray that they never betray our Lord, but rather that they stand firm, even in face of the most brutal persecutions that the 21st century has seen. The sign of the cross is employed more than 50 times during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Every sacrament is administered in the name of the Most Blessed Trinity and with the sign of the cross. As the priest anoints the dying, and by the way, Roma was anointed, as the priest anoints the dying, he says to the soul, "Go forth, Christian soul, into heaven, in the name of the Father who created thee, in the name of the Son who redeemed thee, and the name of the Holy Ghost who sanctified thee." The Holy Cross, again invoking the name of the Trinity and the power of the Trinity above all the forces of evil. That is what has redeemed us, and that is what will deliver us even now in the midst of the chaos and the confusion wrought by modernism. Remember then, never to accept the platitudes. There are those who, seeming to be church officials, have said things such as, and I quote, "We all worship the same God," end quote. That is not only wrong, it is blasphemous and heretical. We don't all worship the same God. The Buddhists and other pagans do not worship the Most Blessed Trinity. The Muslims and the Jews do not worship the Most Blessed Trinity. Therefore, those who do not worship the Most Blessed Trinity do not worship the one true God. Be very clear and very firm, and correct people when they say that. Oh, it doesn't matter what you believe, it's all about doing good deeds. Clarity. There is but one true God, and that is the Most Blessed Trinity. Never compromise on that point. Remember then that every homage is paid to Almighty God by the Church's liturgy, is paid to the Most Blessed Trinity. Time, as well as eternity, belongs to the Most Blessed Trinity. Everything that we do, everything that helps to sanctify our souls, is a gift from the Most Blessed Trinity. Meditate then upon the words just prayed a few moments ago at the collect of today's Mass, when we prayed, "Almighty and everlasting God, who hath granted to thy servants in the confession of the true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity and the power of its majesty, to adore its unity, we beseech thee that by the strength of this faith may we be defended from all adversity." May Almighty God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.